Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
All right, we did the AFC East, so let's move on here, Ken, to the AFC North, where the Baltimore Ravens, following their two first-round selections, Oua, the pass rusher out of Penn State, Rashad Bateman, wide receiver out of Minnesota, the Ravens, the favorites here at plus 110, followed by the Cleveland Browns, who I thought had a great draft at plus 170. Love the addition of the corner, Greg Newsome, to that cornerback and that secondary group as the Browns continue to reshape their defense that got shredded way too much last year. Then we have the Pittsburgh Steelers, took a running back in the first round to plus 360, and the Cincinnati Bengals at 25-1. And I guess we don't know like when Joe Burrow is going to be back in the lineup for Cincinnati. Like maybe it's going to be week one, maybe it won't be. So I think we kind of wait and see on Joe Burrow. And like, since he didn't take an offensive lineman in round one, obviously opting for the receiver, Jamar Chase did take a lineman in round two, but someone who projects more as a guard in Jackson Carmen. So $100 free roll, AFC North, with the odds I just gave you, courtesy of Bet Rivers. What do you got and why?
I think the first place to start is I actually think these odds are pretty good and representative of how I feel about the division. Whereas when we did the AFC East, like I would bet the Patriots at that number. Like I don't bet NFC or NFL divisions this early, but like that's a bet that I would actually make. This division, there isn't a bet that I would make, but if I had $100, I think I would put all 100 on the Ravens, actually. If I just look at regular season on-field performance, and I think Cleveland's interesting for a ton of reasons as a high ceiling team, but as an average, like what is their average season going to be this year? Like, I just think the Ravens finish with a better record a lot more often of the time when you look at either their Pythagorean expectations, so that's generated by their point differential every single year that, you know, that Harbaugh's been there, and then with the transition from Flacco to Lamar as quarterback, like consistently 10.5, 11, they even had a 13 in there in a 16-game season. Cleveland, meanwhile,
was 14,
really
a – right? It was a 14 yeah. Lamar's MVP year.
Well, Pythagorean, sorry. So 13.1. Okay. They went 14-2 in sort of real actual record. And since Harbaugh's been there, I believe, so we got there in 2008, only one season finishing below 500 ever since 2008. And this is going into year 14. Last 3 years, last two with Lamar as a starting quarterback, 14 2 years ago, and then 11 last year. What we have to remember about last year, too, is just like I'm going to give the Browns kind of some leeway because of how COVID affected the offseason. I mean, the Ravens, like smack in the middle of the season, had a lot of stuff to do with in both in terms of injuries and then like COVID hiatus stuff. So there was a lot going on basically in the Ravens season where you could make an argument they were an 11-win team that was actually like a 13-win team or something along those lines. That team is probably where I'd feel kind of, as again, the average, where I would feel kind of the most reliable putting my money, because you're going to get into, I think, a team you don't like. Cincinnati zeroed out in the market. Great. That's fine. I don't care about that. I agree. I don't like Pittsburgh very much. You can get into why you don't like them. And then I like Cleveland, but I hate this price. And I'm not even sure the average difference between these two teams is what this market is saying. I think Baltimore might even be a little better than the difference between those two teams. So if I had 100, I would put it all on Baltimore.
I think I'd put more on Cleveland than I would on Baltimore.
I think the price is so prohibitive. I don't think you can bet the Browns under 2-1 coming off a sub-8 Pythagorean season where they were supposed to be a below 500 team.
Yeah. I really like this offseason. I like what they were able, like the progression that the offense made in year one under Stefanski. And I think, you know, like, we got to give them a lot of credit here, right? Because it was Stefanski year one for him as a head coach implementing his system. And by the end of the year, without Odell Beckham, firing on all cylinders here. Like, the offensive line's really good. I love a lot of the moves that they've made defensively this offseason here. We love the run game. Like, Beckham's going to be back healthy here, presumably, at least, and, you know, until he's not. But I'm not saying that, like, the Browns are definitely going to be better than the Ravens and win the division. But, right. Like, I think Cleveland's going to be pretty good this year. I think this is a playoff team next year in the AFC.
Well, let me ask you a question about that real quick. We can do Pittsburgh after that. But I agree with you in terms of, like, Cleveland has a high ceiling, right? Where there's a lot of things we like about Cleveland. It's a talented roster. You can give them a little bit of a pass last season, like new head coach, new coordinators, trying to work with Mayfield in a COVID offseason. How's that going to go? And how much do you have to figure out during the year? Okay, great. All that stuff can be true. If you're going to bet them to win the division against Baltimore at whatever, 170, something like that, under 2-1 against Baltimore, okay, like, what record is required to have a better season than Baltimore's average?
At least
season?
11. At least 11. At least
12, I think, probably a lot of the time. Like, this is a team that when everything goes wrong, they go 11-5 with the starting quarterback. And so, like, in a 17-game season, like, I think it's 12 minimum if Cleveland's going to win the division. So the only way I frame this is if you're out there and you're thinking you love Cleveland for whatever reason, and it's justifiable. There's a lot of reasons to like Cleveland this year. Would you rather bet 170? You're basically betting like 170. They go 13-4. Okay. If they go 13-4, a lot of other things are going to be true. If they go 13-4, a lot of other things are going to be true. If they go 13-4, Stefanski could win coach of the year, which is going to be a crazy price. If they go 13-4, Baker Mayfield can win MVP, which is going to be a crazy price. If they go 13-4, they're going to be either a bye or hosting playoff games, which means they're very likely to win the AFC and go to the Super Bowl. Those prices are crazy. Like, the bet that is like, you need Baltimore to completely implode for this, or like think that's going to happen, I think, for this price with this bet to be valuable. So even though I think we both like the Browns, my point would just be like, they have to go crazy to win the division. I would almost just bet on some kind of, you know, very high ceiling outcomes with them at better prices than just like they're going to beat the Ravens in the division under 2-1. That was just my point.
I think that's really smart. So you said something smart. Now let me say something entertaining. Pittsburgh Steelers are going to stay.
What we call that?
Wagertainment. The Steelers are coming in last. Like, as long as Burrow plays the full season, like, that's the caveat. If it's like 11 games of Burrow, then, like, obviously, like, I don't think this is going to happen. But if it's Burrow 17 games, the Bengals will have a better record than the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, like, I'm bummed that they didn't take Sewell, like, for that, potentially, for that to happen. I like Ja'Marr Chase. I still worry about the offensive line. And, like, I can't be as, like, bullish potentially on the Bengals. Not that I was going to be, like, super bullish on them. But I don't have a lot of faith and confidence in this offensive line. Like, is Riley Reiff going to be able to hold up? Like, he's the answer. I like me some Jonah Williams. Maybe Carmen's okay as a guard here. But can they really protect Joe Burrow? So maybe the Steelers, you know. Here, how about this? I just think the Steelers are going to be bad. And, like, drafting a running back in the first round when your offensive line is such trash, I think is just a huge critical error. Always bad to draft a running back in round number one, no matter what. I think it's especially egregious when you have kind of like the blocking situation that the Steelers have right now. So I thought that was a bad job by Kevin Colbert, who's long been one of the better general managers in football. And I do not feel good about the Steelers. And if Roethlisberger, who's obviously ancient at this point, who didn't want to get hit last year, like, Mason Rudolph's still the backup. Like, right. Like, they should have got Jameis Winston last year to be the backup quarterback. Sure. Like, except if Ben went down or is ineffective.
Right. Or
like,
anyone else. Or literally Mason, anyone else.
Right. Mason Rudolph. Like, right. Come on, guys. So, never on the Pittsburgh Steelers. You bet BetQL Audio Network. Costos Barkley free roll in the AFC divisions here following the NFL draft this past weekend. We'll move to the AFC South here, Ken. Colts plus 100. Titans plus 125. Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars at plus 800. Davis Mills and the Houston Texans at 20-1. What do you got here in the AFC, South?
Oh, man. I mean, basically, I think so. I mean, you just look at the prices too. Colts even, Titans plus 125. So right away, you just add up those two probabilities. Like, those two teams are accounting for an insane portion of the market. So question one is, like, do you like either long shot team to win the division? I think there are some reasons to like Jacksonville this year, but I really like them to win the division. So I dismiss both of those, and then I'm kind of left with like two almost even money prices on two teams. Like, I'll say the same thing I said about the AFC North. Like, this is not a market I would make a bet into, but free roll, just in the interest of that, I think I would go with Indianapolis before I would go with Tennessee. and it's close. Like, it's extremely close. You definitely have questions about Carson Wentz. I totally understand that. I think at the same time, like, Arthur Smith has an impact on the Tennessee offense and what that's going to look like. I think you have a big question mark on each team. I don't feel confident betting into this market whatsoever. I think I would side with just overall, like, two very talented rosters. I think Indianapolis a little more talented. And I, you know, I think I would lean the Colts basically in terms of where to put my money.
I think I'd bet Jacksonville.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I know you like them, and I kind of like them too, but like, so make a case for like the type of season that is required to win a division, even in a bad division, and this is like the worst one, you know, 10-7, like kind of lay out how the Jags can go 10-7.
I think it's, I will in a second here. It's almost like less about that. So I probably wouldn't bet this. Like, okay. I don't like the Colts and I also don't like the Titans right now.
Vulnerable favorites. It's like a horse race. You have a vulnerable favorite. You want to try to find another.
So team. Let's bring Mike Somich on. We'll give us the Texans here and then we'll bet on Jaguars instead. So the Colts, right? I'm not a Carson Wentz fan. Like, right. I think he showed you who he was last year. It's unfortunate, right? Because, like, we all thought Wentz was going to be great. Then he tears his ACL, and he's kind of never been the same, right? Then the Colts kind of decline to address left tackle, where Anthony Costanzo abruptly retired. Sam Tevi looks like he's going to be the starting left tackle now. They still got time to kind of add something there, right? But, like,
maybe,
I don't
know. Maybe a left tackle that just got put on the market today, maybe. Possible.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, like, Charles, great. So I'd rather have Jay Leno than Charles Leno at this point, you know, protecting the blind side for Carson.
That is a great line, and it's definitely not true.
Definitely not true, but listen, it sounded funny. And then we go to the Tennessee Titans here, and, like, listen, A.J. Brown is going to get, like, 50 targets per game next year. It's A.J. Brown, Josh Reynolds, who I actually like. If you remember, we were betting some Josh Reynolds.
You love Josh Reynolds. And Josh Reynolds and John Brown. Those are your two guys last year.
And Gabe Davis. Don't forget Gabe Davis.
Yes, I can't forget Gabe Davis.
Like, Jonnu Smith's not there. Anthony Firkser is getting a lot of targets this year. And you mentioned it, right? Arthur Smith's gone now. Todd Downing's the offensive coordinator. We've seen Todd Downing offenses before. Like, I don't know. I feel like this is a year where defenses stack the box. You stop Derrick Henry. You sell out to stop Derrick Henry. And without like a lot of the talent that's there, Corey Davis is now with the Jets here. Like, I feel like you can stop this Titans offense. And the defense was atrocious last year. Now, maybe Caleb Farley, the first round pick, the cornerback who had the medical issue, obviously, at Virginia Tech. Maybe he steps in and he's Darrell Revis, right, in year one and helps shore up the back ends of that defense. I kind of think the Titans are going to take a big step back here. So I don't like the Colts. I don't like the Titans. The Texans, obviously, we can dismiss. If we get to Jacksonville, like, Trevor Lawrence, I think, is going to be awesome. And while I'm very concerned about Urban Meyer's harebrained quote after round one being like, we wanted a top eight running back group in the league. And now with James Robinson, Carlos Hyde, and Travis Etienne, we think we have it. Like, that's the kind of statement where I'd consider firing Urban Meyer just for saying that out loud, much less thinking it. It's an atrocious statement here. Replace
him with Jay Leno, right?
Great. Anyone. Yeah, David Letterman with his beard. I've Letterman coached the team. I think that would be better here. Yep. They've got solid young pieces on both sides of the ball. Like, why can't Lawrence step in and be what Andrew Luck was as a rookie when the Colts won 10 games? Like, why can't that happen? I think it can. So, there you go.
I think it can too. I mean, they're a win total 6.5 in the market right now, which I think is interesting. The thing that hurts.
They're winning seven games. Like, I'm betting over on that for the Jaguars.
Well, the thing that hurts that division is cross divisions. They have the NFC West as their cross division, which really hurts. Four games where they're a dog for sure. Not even close. And then AFC East is their other cross. Three games where they're a dog for sure. Seven of the eight crosses are like underdogs, probably really big underdogs in a lot of those games. So that does hurt a little bit, just win projection wise. But division, maybe division is the way to play them because all those teams face the same gauntlet. I'm not sold on Jacksonville yet, but I agree with you that the top two teams, the favorites, maybe a little vulnerable.
What about Urban Meyer being like, yeah, like we wanted a top eight How about resource management? You got a gem with James Robinson as an undrafted free agent. So what do we do? Let's spend the 23rd overall pick on a running back. We'll do the AFC West either later or tomorrow. Group them in with the NFC. Little Aaron Rodgers synergy there. We'll take a break here and we start hour number two off. More NFL. Sam Munson, Pro Football Focus. Next.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.